Wall Street's tariff tantrum accelerated into the end of an historically brutal week, with China retaliating for President Trump's punitive tariffs and forcing investors to price in fast-rising risks of a U.S. recession. The S&P 500 crumpled by 6% on Friday. That completes a 10% two-day drop for the week. The index was down 9%. As the carnage deepened, the selling grew more urgent and broad, with even gold and recent safe haven stocks such as utilities and Berkshire Hathaway hit hard on Friday. Often this kind of indiscriminate liquidation is the kind of panicky behavior needed to set up at least a temporary relief rally. Though for more lasting recovery, investors generally believe either the administration must soften its stance on negotiating lower tariff rates, or the Federal Reserve perhaps might need to cut rates at some point to offset the damage. Fed Chair Jay Powell on Friday refused to offer any hint in a speech that he was inclined to act quickly, citing elevated inflation expectations and a lack of detail on tariff impact. An understandable stance for a data-dependent central banker, though if the market were to continue to signal acute economic distress, it's hard to believe Powell's tune wouldn't change. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.